You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode number 10 of Erk FM, which I've called Aussie, 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 Oi, Oi, Oi. Now, why have I called it that? It actually goes back to the Sydney Olympics, and a lot of people used that particular catchphrase, and by the end of it, a lot of people were sick of it, and I thought that that particular catchphrase might disappear, but it hasn't. So, Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi. And it's usually said at a lot louder volume than that. So, why are we doing Australian songs? Well, I am coming to you today from Sydney, Australia, as I usually do. But I thought a couple of weeks ago that I don't play a lot of Australian music. That is because Australian Podsafe music, Australian music under the Creative Commons banner, is not that easy to find. But I was listening to the Ouroboros podcast, and I was listening to Dark Compass, and thank you to Colin from Ouroboros and Rolly from Dark Compass. I listened to those shows, and I heard some great Australian music, so I thought I must play some, and not only play the songs that they played, but also find some of my own. And Colin also sent me a big list of bands, and so I went through and found some. Our first Australian special was episode 8, 2 weeks ago, and today is episode 10, and that's our second part. Now, my co-host of ErkPod, Drew, actually came up with a very good point when I was discussing this, when I was saying that I was looking for Australian music for this particular episode. And he said to me, why don't I play some Indigenous music? Why don't I play some Aboriginal music? And let me tell you that that was a great idea. I hadn't even thought of that, to be honest. And so I went out looking on the various music partners of ERK FM, places like the Podsafe Music Network, Aerial Publicity, IODA PromoNet, and MusicSubmit.com. And I could not find a lot of Aboriginal music that was free for me to play via Creative Commons, and that's Podsafe. I'm sure that if I went down to the Aboriginal buskers at Circular Quay, for instance, handed over my $10 and said, hey, can I buy your CD? They'd say to me, sure, mate, you know, money on the fridge. But I wouldn't necessarily be able to play it on a podcast. But I will keep looking, and who knows, I may even find enough for an episode. Who knows, but thank you to Drew for that suggestion, and I'll definitely keep it in the back of my head. So this is episode 10, and we are not very far away from my trip in a jet plane. In actual fact, by the time that you hear this, if you are hearing this on the day that it comes out, I have 1-2 weeks to go. That's right, I'll only have 2 weeks to go before I go on a jet plane. So what I've been doing, as I've said in previous shows, is that I have pre-recorded many, many shows, because don't forget, I'll be away for 2 months. So at the end of each week, you will have music from ERK FM coming down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week. And I've also got a midweek special coming to you as well. But of course, full information is on the website, erkfm.com. If you go to the website and click on previous episodes, you can see a complete list of all the themes for the different episodes that we've had in the past. And if you click on coming soon, you'll be able to see what I've programmed for my trip. And then once I come back into Australia, in mid-June, I'll have new energy, I'll have more music to play, and if I have any artist interviews, well, I'll put them in as extras, and it's going to be a lot of fun. But I thought that being on the road, I did not want to commit to doing an IRC FM episode every week and then not being able to, because I know there are people out there who want to listen to IRC FM each and every week, and I want to give you IRC FM each and every week. So next week, episode number 11, we have a special, considering that it is getting very, very close to my trip to the US, and that will be episode number 11, and that will be called IRC's Going on a Jet Plane. And that's pretty self-explanatory. There will be a lot of airline or airplane or flying related songs on that particular one. And then while I'm in the United States, we'll be having four separate Americana specials. They'll be episodes 12, 14, 16 and 18. But in between, we'll have some different things for you as well. Of course, if you would like to email me, you can irkpod@gmail.com or leave a comment on the show notes at irkfm.com. This will be the last show until I arrive back in Australia that will be reading listener comments. However, having said that, I may do a listener appreciation episode from the United States as an extra and maybe put a couple of songs in there as well. Who knows? Now, we haven't had a lot of jazz in IRC FM so far, and in the coming weeks we'll actually be having a jazz episode, but until then I thought that we'd start with this particular song, because not only is it jazz, and we haven't had any yet, but it is also an Australian artist. And this particular song comes to us courtesy of one of our network partners, one of our music partners, Music Submit. And of course, we thank our music partners, Music Submit, the PodSafe Music Network, Aerial Publicity, and IODA PromoNet. And we also thank the individual artists, because without their support and all the people in the background, the managers and the support staff, we would not have a show here at IRC FM. This particular song is called High Expectations by the Connie Lensberg Trio. You're listening to episode number 10 of IRC FM. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Oi, oi, oi.
Some high expectations, not a lot of natural talent, so I stumble along, trying hard not to lose my balance. I've run into so many walls, got me a mansion. My intention. What am I doing this for? What am I doing this for? Never seen anything through. I don't even know what it takes. Falling down in love with you. What if you find out I'm boring? What if you find out the truth? And you keep doing this for? What am I doing this for? Sometimes the words fit the voice, and no one else could sing that song. What if we're given no choice? That's the way you and I belong. I didn't want to believe it, but I turn and you're still at my side. I ask, but you just won't leave it. Now I've got nowhere to hide. What am I doing this for? Expectations, not a lot of natural talent, so I stumble along, trying hard not to lose my balance, and I've never seen anything through. I don't even know what it takes, falling down in love with you.
And that song was called High Expectations by the Connie Ellensberg Trio, and that was certainly a lot different for IRC FM. And in a few weeks we'll have a jazz special where we'll hear Connie again and her trio with a few more jazz artists. Connie is based in Melbourne in Victoria, and she's actually doing what she's calling Jazz and Shiraz Nights. So you can go out, have a few wines of your choice, and see some real live jazz. So instead of just hearing a DJ, or a couple of instruments with canned other instruments, she goes out and with the trio to give you the full jazz experience. Like all the other artists, you can go to the IRC FM website and you can find out more information, including upcoming gigs and also how to listen to more music from the particular artist, because we only play one or two songs from each artist, but they usually have a lot more that you can listen to and buy the songs and support the artist. Connie on her website says that if you're in the audience, you need to demand live music. If you don't see a drummer on stage, but you hear them, you should be complaining to the management. We need to stamp out the use of machines and put real musicians to work. We need that. We need their energy. It is an exchange of healing energy between a musician and an audience. As an audience, it is your job to demand that that energy is pure. And that is a pretty good message. And that was a pretty cool song as well. So we'll move on from jazz now, and we'll hear a different band will completely change genres, but this week it isn't about the genre, it's about the music and where the music come from. And this double shot is by the band Swish, and the first song that you will hear comes from the Australian band Swish, and the song that you're going to hear now is called Don't Let Them Cut Your Roses Down. You're listening to an Australian special here on IRC FM episode 10.
You believe in things.
Alrighty, that song was called Toy Boy by Swish, and that was followed by the same band singing Don't Let Them Cut Your Roses Down. Now, I'm not actually called if they're called Swish or Zedwish. Now, who knows? Now, I always like to give you some information about the particular bands, and what I do is that I have all my songs on my button pushing software, and I push the button for each song, and I have the websites of the artists up as well, so I can read off them and tell you the little bits of information that I have. But somehow their website went down in the middle of that particular song, so I can't tell you a lot about them apart from the fact that they are from Canberra, which is the national capital of Australia. But they certainly do rock. But unfortunately, I can't tell you much more about them. I did find their music via the Podsafe Music Network, and they do indeed rock. So let's go on to another double shot now, and this is called Forget to Remember by Second Dan. IrkFM, IrkFM.com.
I sent you down, fierce and eyes and learn how to frown. Women and birds and bees as you crown. My sky falls to the ground. I lost gravity when you walked over to me. Sat down, put your hands on my knee. I want to be
with a hill. In your morning paper, with a pillow when you sleep, sidewinder of your dream. The excuses for your morning's lateness. Everything that's good, everything that's good. With the carnival clowns, all light and sound. Come dancing with me. There'll be chaos at the edge of the sea. Oh, with your lips interrogate me. I hope to be the first one that your taste buds savor.
Second Dan double shot here on IrkFM. That song you just heard was called Everything Is Good, and previous to that we had Forget to Remember. Now there's a lot of videos on Second Dan's MySpace page. Their main website is under refurbishment at the moment, and originally it seems that Second Dan was from Melbourne. However, they're now based in New York City. The band is fronted by Australian-born Dan Rosen. Now, there's a guy in the band called Dan as well. And his name is Danny Reshbeck, the bass player. So, I'm presuming that's the reason why they're called Second Dan. Which is quite funny. Dan Rosen, the lead singer, actually decamped to the USA a couple of years ago. He achieved critical acclaim for his debut EP, back in Australia. And he was selected as the winner of Unearthed on Triple J, which we've spoken about in previous episodes. He now calls the East Village of New York home, and he's now got himself a group of artists, and they combined and they form Second Dan. Their first album, their debut album, is called Bringing Down Goliath. And yeah, those guys are quite cool. Don't forget to check out their MySpace page, and there's a link on the show notes as usual. I'll have to find the song The Elephant Fell to Earth for my mum, who co-hosts with me the Blast from the Past podcast, because she's heavily into elephants. And the last time I tried to find an elephant themed song for her, I failed terribly. But Second Dan certainly do not fail terribly. They were a good couple of songs. Now, this next particular song, in one indirect way, also comes from New York. I actually found this particular artist via Podcast New York City, Podsafe Music. And when I get back from the United States, I'll be investigating using them as a further source of Podsafe Music. But this song is called You by Bianca Jade. You're listening to IRC FM. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Oi, oi, oi.
I live my life to be in you. I say one thing, but you've said more. And now we find that time will tell, and soon we'll see what's said, no, no, yeah, yeah, no, no, yeah, yeah, whoa, yeah, whoa. And the person in life, see, said, there's nothing more you need than you and me. So it's clear I've had a stand.
On the Baldacon Live Survival Guide to Writing Fantasy, T. Morris threw down the gauntlet, claiming to now be the uber nemesis of all other podcast novelists. Not one, but all. Calling himself the equivalent of Auric Goldfinger. Yeah, right.
T. Morris thinks he can attack us and get away with it.
So what do we do about it?
I've been thinking about this long and hard. We have to kill him.
Kill him? Isn't that a bit much?
That could work.
No, not him, Lester. His character.
His character's a bit dodgy as it is.
No, not T's character. His character in our podcast novels.
I don't know.
Why not? I can rewrite Murder at Avedon Hill. Hell, I can kill off Father Joris in the next episode.
I could rewrite Making the Cut. I don't really need Evan. Pip, you'll have to read more lines.
Guys?
Yeah, I wouldn't even include his death. Just a pool of blood and his holy symbol.
Oh, that's good.
Guys!
What?
T, he's Will.
So?
William Shakespeare? I sort of need him.
No, you don't.
It's Chasing the Bard.
Rewrite it.
Yeah, more Oberon and Mordant.
People like us better, anyway.
Sweet.
Oh, boy.
What will happen next? Will Father Joris become the next victim in Murder at Avedon Hill? Will Evan become permanently trapped in the body of his female alter ego? Will Shakespeare fall prey to the curse of T. Morris?
Be sure to visit pgholyfield.com, metamorecity.com, and chasingthebard.com to find out.
Memories to tell you.
That was Sharp White Teeth by Here Come the Birds. And before that we had Bianca Jade with her song You. Now Bianca Jade comes from Perth in Western Australia. With a multi-octave voice and storytelling lyrics, her music combines a rustic blend of feminine rock, acoustic blues and country rock. So she's definitely got all the bases covered in there. Leading with a very heavy Les Paul Gibson guitar and tired of rock. How can you be ever tired of rock, Bianca? Come on. Bianca decided to return to her classical roots and study opera at the Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts. It was that experience that inspired her to become more acoustic and intimate with her songs, and her first solo outing was in 2005 called Taste It. She then headed to London and New York to promote it, and she returned to New York in 2006. And her latest offering is called East 3rd Street. And that was quite cool as well. And the song that you just heard was called Sharp White Teeth by Here Come the Birds. And I heard another song by the same artist on the Ouroboros podcast. And Colin was telling the story about how I spoke to him about trying to find some Australian bands and he sent me a list. And I was actually on my train at work listening to Colin at that particular time, and I was coming into Circular Quay Station, which is basically where the First Fleet arrived into Sydney Cove. Of course, back then there were no trains or no podcasts or anything like that. So it was quite ironic that Colin was telling me about an Australian band at that particular time, and he said that they came from Newcastle, but didn't quite know where Newcastle was. He thought that Newcastle was in New South Wales, and that is correct. Depending on how you get there, it's a 2 or 3 hour tour, or a 3 or 4 hour, 2 to 3 hour drive, I should say, or you can catch the train. And Newcastle's very pretty. There's lots of beaches, not as much industry as there used to be, but Colin, Newcastle is definitely not in Queensland. Well, at least the Newcastle in New South Wales isn't. There will be several places in Australia, Windsor being one, Richmond being another one, where there are several examples of that in various states of Australia. So it can get a bit confusing, especially if you're talking about crossing interstate lines.
At Balticon 42, T. Morris issued a challenge.
From this moment, I am declaring war on every podcasting author out there!
T. now refers to himself as the Uber Nemesis, eager to take on all podcast authors. Clearly, T. did not think through his decision.
Looky here, an email from Holyfield. Threatens to kill Father Joris, huh? Bring it on, Abaddon boy. Subject, lines for murder at Abaddon Hill.
Hey, T, hope you like that skit with Lester and Pip. All in good fun, right?
Yeah. Killing my character in all of your podcast novels. Do you think that will stop the Uber Nemesis?
I've attached some new lines for episode 26. No, I didn't kill you off. Of course, that was just a joke. I need you, Sarge.
There you go. Let's see what changes you've made.
Joris has vampires to hunt.
Some slight changes. Just minor edits, really. Wanted to introduce a new character, Giganto.
Giganto.
New line, Father Joris. What do you want? I must leave for the cemetery. Evil waits for no one.
Evil waits for no one. Ooh, I like that. I can sell that one.
Line, Giganto. You sure do have a pretty mouth.
Pretty mouth. Squeal like a pig.
Damn you, Holyfield!
Will T. Morris become Giganto's bitch in Murder at Abaddon Hill? Will P.G. Holyfield make a sudden appearance as a eunuch in Moravi Remastered? Visit pgholyfield.com and moravi.net to find out more.
On Urk FM, of course, we value your feedback, but due to the way that I've produced the upcoming shows, this will be the last week for a while that we'll be featuring listener feedback during the episode. Of course, there is the possibility of listener appreciation episodes or feedback shows with a bit of music while I'm in the United States. But we do have some feedback to get through. And actually, one of our music partners has commented, which I was very surprised about, Ariel from Ariel Publicity. And she writes, "Congrats on becoming a member of the Association of Music Podcasting. You are in great company. And as always, thanks for including our music in your podcast. Our bands appreciate it. I always thought that your name was Eric or Eric, and that's right, it is. Now, she spelled it with a C and a K, but it is with a C. Thank you, Ariel, for that. And you were shortening it. Well, yeah, Mum thought she was really smart, but yeah. And she says, love Ariel and the team from Cyber PR. And she says, let us know if you're coming to New York City. We would love to buy you a drink. And yes, I will be in New York City. And we had a final bit of feedback from email. And this is Dave from the Bugcast. And Dave writes in part, hi Eric, I listened to your episode number 8, Go Aussie Go, earlier in the week. And I wanted to make a couple of comments on the show. Firstly, you played some excellent Australian music. So Dave, I hope you're enjoying the Australian music on this special. I have to admit to not really being aware of the Aussie music scene, but I will change that for certain. And the music scene here in Australia is so wide and diverse that I don't really keep up with it either. It's mainly through podcasting and music shows that I hear most of my music from these days, not listening to commercial or other radio. So I'm probably in the same boat, Dave, even though I'm Australian. And I probably find myself listening to more music from the UK and the States than Australian music, and that's one of the reasons why I put this particular episode together. Dave then writes in part, secondly, you mentioned about the edits that you do after you've recorded the show, and Dave shares his experiences with me in relation to what he used to do originally and doing live shows on the interweb, live streaming. And as I replied back to Dave via email, I have done live shows before with a talk show, and that is not easy, let me tell you, over several hours at times. And yes, I do in some ways miss the buzz of live podcasting, but having said that, you would not want to hear some of my errors. Dave continues and says, my point is, don't worry about making mistakes, don't worry about delays, gifts and blunders. Whatever you produce, it's still you and it's still your work. Anything you do, right or wrong, makes up who you are and what you do, and I'll tell you this, it's all good. And all being in capitals. Definitely an important part of the learning process. And you're absolutely right there, Dave, considering that I've done, let me think, by the time of recording this, I've recorded about 20 episodes of Urk FM. I've recorded 40 episodes of my outdoor podcast, Echo Romeo Kilo, 170 plus episodes of Urk Pod, approaching 15 episodes of Blast from the Past, plus my daily show, Urk Pod Mini, and I'm still learning things, so yeah, I understand what you say there, Dave. Anyway, I'm really enjoying your shows, and I've listened all the way back to your first show. What, you mean you even listened to the show where I put on the fake radio DJ voice? Keep up the good work. And that was Dave from the Bugcast. And you can visit that site by going to thebugcast.org. And when I come back from the States, I'll be doing that as well. But having said that, Dave is also a member of the Association of Music Podcasting, so I can hear him there as well.
Hi, this is B. Kogel, one of the many podcasters that are part of AMP, the Association of Music Podcasting, at musicpodcasting.org. Now, not only is this podcast that you're listening to part of the association, but there are over 50 other podcasts that showcase great Podshape music each week. AMP has members from the US and Canada, through the UK, Portugal, Germany, all the way over to Nepal and even Australia. As you can imagine, the music each podcaster plays is as varied as our locations. We got blues, indie rock, jazz, reggae, folk, metal. We have all the genres. A truly eclectic mix of music to satisfy every musical ear. Every Monday we produce AMPT, a weekly digest of the best of the best tracks played by our podcasters. Every week there's a new host, and for them, as well as you, it's a musical journey of discovery. Find out how to subscribe at musicpodcasting.org.
Thank you, Pete. And we're going to get into something a bit heavier, a bit racier, so to speak. And I actually had an interesting meeting with one of the members of this particular band that we're going to feature now, Reverse Polarities. And the subject matter and the language is rather strong, so if you do not like strong, coarse language, you may wish to tune out right about now, as a matter of fact, and I will say goodbye to you and see you on next week's episode of IRC FM. Don't forget, you can go to the website www.irkfm.com or indeed email me irkpod@gmail.com, and I will read all emails and comments even when I'm not here. But I actually met one of the members of Reverse Polarities in Inner City Newtown in Sydney. And I was coming away from a trivia night which turned into a karaoke night. And I was speaking with one of my friends, Luke, on a daily show at the time during November, which turned into Echo Romeo Kilo. And I was trying to speak to a different person each day. And basically, Luke and I were walking down the street and we were talking about, you know, the trivia night and how good we were because we won and everything like that. And I had my voice recorder and two microphones attached to it, walking down the main street of Newtown at about 1 a.m. And I was approached by a random dude and his girlfriend. And he was asking, you know, what are we doing walking down the main street of Newtown with our microphones out and talking? And I said, well, I'm actually recording a podcast at the moment. And he goes, oh, cool. I'm in a band called Reverse Polarities. And so we were talking about that for a while, and he showed me his fifth nipple and all that sort of stuff, and that was quite cool. And then I went home and listened to it. Now, it's not everyone's cup of tea. And I do warn you again that there are explicit language and also explicit themes on these two songs that you will be about to hear. So you may wish to tune out. And I take no responsibility if you are listening at this point. But it was a rather cool, rather interesting meeting and a rather interesting way to meet up. And we exchanged websites and all that sort of stuff. Mind you, the whole thing was also recorded at the time as well. And it was a rather interesting way to meet a particular band. Now, Reverse Polarities are, as I said, out of Sydney. And their songs, if you're into this sort of music, is quite cool. They pump out live and recorded music, piped wall-to-wall, and they have a wide mix of music that they produce. There's modern, cool, acid, blues, mainstream, traditional Dixieland ragtime, swing beat, doo-bop, bebop, boogie-woogie, some pretty British immie, indie, gamma, garage, poppy, electronic house trance, with some skiffle, black, some soft rock and heavy new metal, drum and bass, grunge, jungle ska. And most of that was pretty much said word for word off their MySpace page. I didn't make that up, I swear. I swear I didn't make that up. But this is a reverse polarities double shot. The first song that you will hear is called Sunglasses, and that song will be followed by a song called Special. Thank you for listening to IRC FM episode 10. We'll see you next week with my special. IRC's going on a jet plane, and indeed he is. Until next week, good night, interweb.
We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Actually, it is late at night, it's about 11:30, and I'm not wearing sunglasses. What am I doing?
We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Your eyes, my love. Look at this one. B Smurf.
Yeah.
MC Ominous. Get up there.
Well, let me introduce you to my favorite friends. While you're stuck in it, like, oops, done did it again. RP still ripping the band. Forget your argument, we're real as you come to your end. Unless you're at our vents, we're like a new form of ice, but to come down gentle over instrumental melodies. You find me at Central, cause the time is essential, so your ass don't stand still. Look at this cunt running amok, for example. He's ready to party, everybody get fucking rowdy and bury your worries, never be sorry, the vinyl hour is now. You saw it coming, the money is in the banks, so get loud. I'll call your mum to pick you up and get the fuck out of state. But I wanna see the speakers sway. Freaks everywhere, you fuckers ain't leaving today. But needless to say, we're animals, the industry's prey. It's not negotiable, we're altering your junk DNA.
I said,
you know, no, no, we do it all. You know, no, no, we do it all night. You know, no, no, we do it all. You know, no, no, we do it all night. You know, no, no, we do it all. You know, no, no, we do it all night. You know, no, no, we do it all night. Now shout, the crowd is getting hyper.
Split personality, protected insanity. Ripped shirt that I kept to keep me close to reality. Made a mess of most of my life, a moment of clarity. Made me notice that no one I know is supposed to carry me. Provoked brutality, embarrassed as pride chokes me. Close your eyes and open your mind slowly. Alright, homie, it's not time to fight, homie. Don't you know life's only designed for bright, bony, polite, concise phonies. Signed by Sony, standing at the bar acting like they don't know me. You both look quite cozy, how's your night going? My name's P. Smurf, this guy is Mike Owen.
I'm MC Mute.
For those who haven't seen us, we're the guys in the raggedy clothes. Racking your sneakers will blow tracks into pieces. Low to non-believers, burn the mic and breathe smoke out your speakers.
You know, no, no, we do it all. You know, no, no, we do it all night. You know, no, no, we do it all. You know, no, no, we do it all night. You know, no, no, we do it all. You know, no, no, we do it all night. No, 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 we do it all night. Now shout, the crowd is getting hyper.
I float through the deep end like a rubber duck, and with one finger up, I'm quick to bring abundant funk. Hitting up the city like an uppercut, where situations can get sticky like a piece of bubble gum, but still proceed to run amok. Busting off the cuff, we stop at nothing short of arrogance. Getting chased by grace through city rail carriages, cheered by peers and couples in unhappy marriages. This banging shit is damaging, please tell me how we manage it.
So what's handling?
We blow them away. Skip off, they brandish, just the dopest vocals on bass. We're blowing smoke in your face, and no, you won't get away. Thinking we ain't fair, thinking like we came here to play. I wouldn't stand in the way, you risk a third degree burns. Refer to the verse, each word perfectly perched. Surfing the turf, so no wonder why you heard a reverse. Don't need to search, you can find us where the funky shit lurks.
Don't act like you don't know, the name is RP and we're rocking the show. So don't act like you don't know, the name is RP and we're rocking the show. So don't act like you don't know, our name is RP and we're rocking the show. So don't act like you don't know, the name is RP. We're rocking the show, it goes.
You know, no, no, we do it all. You know, no, no, we do it all night. You know, no, no, we do it all. You know, no, no, we do it all night. You know, no, no, we do it all. You know, no, no, we do it all night. You know, no, no, we do it all night. Now shout, the crowd is getting hyper.
Hi, this is P.G. Holyfield, creator and producer of the Murder at Avedon Hill podcast novel, found at pghartyfield.com. And here's what I learned on last week's Evo at 11.
Bo Frazetta.
Frazetta.
My actually, grandfather's wasn't name that a character in Willow? Frazetta, Frazetta, Bo Frazetta.
Wow.
I stole the baby from you, Daikini, while you were taking a pee-pee.
Stole the baby. I stole the baby.
You know what? That movie was terrible. It's not ringing up.
I love that movie.
Willow.
You cannot take my brain.
Please. What would I want with your brain?
I do want to kick off talking about our recurrent theme here on the show, and that's heroes. But I still can't go over the whole Frau Blücher thing that Peter Pacelli's mom is doing.
I am Frau Blücher.
Where little buttercup's like, good God, that is straight from Young Frankenstein. She should stop.
Turns out you're the villain, Peter. I'm the hero.
And speaking of Siler, this is the guy who can terrorize the entire planet, right? We've got to really knock him down. But you ask him real nicely, oh, okay, I'll go out and be, you know, Horn Rim Glasses guy's partner. Sure, why not?
The grandfather's work was doo-doo!
Diamondbacks have a guy on their team whose name is Fuck You Dome.
Welcome to another edition of Thunderdome!
Twitter.com/FuckYouDome. I'm so gonna go take that. But I don't think Chalant or Gruntle are worse.
I don't think
you're
that,
right.
That's
the point.
Right, welcome to this topic. Right?
Hey, well, Jesus, I don't know.
We're in the bestiality business, dude. Hey, we like to call it interspecies erotic.
Donkey fucker.
You know, fuck you,
bestiality.
Domi actually works, I guess, for the.
I hope that donkey doesn't have a hiney troll.
Or use the voicemail line. Oh, no, wait, we don't have one.
And the final thing we learned on last week's Evo at 11...
I don't want to shit myself on Friday.
If you want more of this stuff, go to evoat11.com.
We used to meet from time to time up in the mountains.
I don't want to waste any time anymore, man. It's time to change. My head goes way beyond the places that escape me. I want to climb above, but also nobody can rate me. If hatred is the reason why they'd happen, try to make me. Where do you think it takes me? Where people try to break me. I lay speed to wizardry, delivered to the fakery. Gracefully interspatial while I'm living interracially. Pushing the outer boundaries adjacent to complacency. I'm stationed through the galaxy and all of creation. I've seen a lot of devastation elevating the war. A lot of contemplation put a lock on the door. A lot of talent wasted on irrelevant cause. A lot of us are suffering and begging for more. A lot of us are registered the fall of the law. A lot of us debating hypocritical law. A lot of nothing done, gotta suck on pause. A lot of us are special, but we rather ignore.
This is a fair game, tear the chains off these harebrained schemes. These poor politicians giving you spare change. It's their page written, cause we're all in the prison. Rearrange the meaning of what you call opposition. Brawl with competition, just to teach them a proper vision. We're on a mission, infiltrate the cell when you lock us in. And we've lost humility, stealing away from the people. We're facing evil, debating by putting pain on the knees. Or you're chasing steeples, probably say that Satan is real. When your employees taking your wages, and liberals making it legal. Children playing with needles, mothers laying fetal positions with no ambition, missing kids in the coalition, divisions and prohibitions. They're mixing it up, stuck in a rut. When did we stop giving the fuck? We're living it up, but don't realize the extent of our actions. Fight back, stop defending the factions.
I'm special, but I'm not like you. If you're so damn special, how come no one likes you anymore? You're so special, but I'm not like you. If you're so damn special, how come no one likes you anymore?
Strides and a healthy distrust, cause in my mind my psychiatrist ain't helping me much. Out of touch, loading trucks for a couple of bucks. Not in the belly of the beast, just in reach of its clutch. Become a victim any minute, it's the nature of our species. People who can't read me need to listen to the CDs. Look at my flow, and you can see I'm sick of being broke. Overdose on chemicals with friends instead of heading home a dead end road. Tired trying to find an alleyway. Sally paid the price, sometimes it happens when you play the game. Patterns stay the same, they smash a case to take the pain away. Habits haven't changed, remain sedated, contemplating fate. Put the blade away, but still I'm laying on the razor's edge. Wait until the day I'm gonna escape into a place of rest. Take a step in someone else's shoes so you can learn the track.
rapping for a reason, so believe me, there's no turning back.
What would it be if there was no such thing as an abortion? See, I could live a smaller portion, distortion of everything a man is supposed to see clearly. Are you too ignorant to hear me? Imagine there was no time left. What would you say with your last breath? Where would you go with your last step? So many decisions, it's easy to speak, harder to listen. I guess we've all fallen victim. The death of conversation brought on by mobile communication. Whatever happened to the basics? Face to face, now replaced with digital screens and big brother affiliation, that ain't what it seems. Is our nightmare worth the American dream? And will I ever understand it? What does it mean? Caught up in concepts of nonsense, no aspect, no conscience, and everyone around me responseless.
So special, but I'm not like you. If you're so damn special, how come no one likes you anymore? You're so special, but I'm not like you. If you're so damn special, how come no one likes you? How come no one likes you anymore?
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com. This show is protected by a non-commercial, attribution, no derivatives, Creative Commons license to protect the interests of the artists.